The Indians going for their second straight win over the Rays. Jay Bruce getting a second straight start with Cleveland at the plate in a scoreless game in the first. Two on, two outs facing Chris Archer.
Next pitch, swung on, sky ball, playable, third base side, shallow left. Plouffe is out and he gives way and it drops between he and Dickerson. In to score is Ramirez. Stopping at third is Encarnacion.
You miss a guy out of the middle part of your lineup.
Threw it by him, gets the strikeout. 0-2. Swung on and missed. He got him to chase. Swung on and missed.
The pitch. Slider got away from Ramos. Here comes Lindor. The throw, the head first slide, safe at the plate. His next offering. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. In to score is Ramirez. Jay Bruce comes through again.
Swing and a miss, and down goes Miller. Strikeout number 9 for Clevinger. 2-2. Weakly chopped to short. Lindor scoops it up, flips it over. And a 1-2-3 inning for Mike Clevinger, who has set down 7 straight.
Cody Allen is 20th save as the Indians blank the Rays for the second straight game. Mike Clevinger the win, going 7 scoreless innings. Jay Bruce is second straight multi-hit game. He also notches 2 RBIs. The Indians blanked the Rays for the second straight game. Manager Terry Francona spoke about Mike Clevinger's outing.
Yeah, and he let him climb back into the count a few times, but then he executed pitches. I think we set the bar high for him just because he's got such good stuff. But that was so encouraging. I mean, keeping him off the board, we get 3, but, it makes it look like it's enough because the way he pitched.
I know it's early, but how nice is it going to have Bruce come in? Seems like he spit right in.
Yeah. He's got a presence about him in the batter's box, and he watches, and you can see him making adjustments. And his production is, not just for the last 2 days, but for the rest of the way out is going to be really welcome.
Nice to get Cody and get out there and get a clean inning.
Yes. I mean, he's able to stay away from Shaw. Anytime we can do that, as much as he's pitched is also a help. Smitty came in and got him the way he's supposed to. It ended up being a really good night. And on a night where we didn't do a lot offensively, but everybody, it's a good night.
With a guy like Archer on the mound, how nice is it to get a quick run, early run? How you got it?
Boy, you aren't kidding. Because his stuff is so filthy. His slider is one of the best in the game. And, one of the ways is trying to make him work, trying to get that pitch count up, and, take advantage of everything because he's hard to hit, man. His ball's moving all over the place.
Frank, he came out of that collision at the plate okay?
Yeah.
This was one of those plays where you hold your breath for a second because he's going head first into the plate, but I know the pitcher's meeting that.
Yeah, it's hard because sometimes as a runner you feel like that's the best way you see an opening, and the problem is it can change in a hurry, but it's the fastest way to get there.
You going to petition the league to keep wearing his unis?
No, I feel like Max Packin. No disrespect to 1979. I worked too hard to look this silly.
Mike Clevinger had family on hand for this one, and he was outstanding, going 7 scoreless frames. He spoke after.
It was cool. I mean, with the little skid I hit, put a little added pressure, but no, it was really nice to finally get to have them at the ballpark to see me.
You almost went 2 weeks without starting. How were you able to maintain and keep your stuff throughout that period of time?
I think it was all in the way you kind of like looked at it. It wasn't really like a banishment. It was kind of like a breather, and kind of sort of try to take advantage of that time and find out where I was going wrong and those 2 starts, and I think it went well from there.
You're a little bit more, you throw strikes and be consistent with your off-speed pitches early on. Is that something that you worked on?
Yeah, I mean, even those 2 bad starts, it wasn't like I was missing by much, or whatever the case may be. I was still staying low. It was just getting more directional towards the plate, not so much rotational. I think that was the big kicker in the couple starts.
Was that key, getting those 11 days, Mike, just to kind of collect yourself and maybe get a little bit of a breather?
Yeah, just kind of recollect my thoughts. I think those 2 starts, I kind of might have been thinking too much internally, and there wasn't a whole lot of external focus at the plate, and that, I think that breather kind of let me set things straight, and once you get on the field, it's, you're attacking the plate, you're not worried about what's going on the mound.
You like pitching here?
Yeah, I do. Got a lot of family. It's always fun.
How many family members?
Family, probably 40. This is a rough guesstimate. It would be 40, 45.
Did you hear them?
Yeah. Here you can.
Mike, talk a little bit about being aggressive and being in attack mode, because it appeared that was one of your main assets today.
It was just, that was kind of where, like, my starts would trickle and get bad would be when I started getting, like, nitpicky on the edges. So it was kind of staying more centralized, more towards the plate, getting my momentum towards the plate and not towards first base.
What did you do during that 11 pitch at bat with Echeverra?
Just fastballs away and sliders away. And then I think we ended up with the sliders, and that's when we got the pop out. But kept getting a piece of, I think it was like 11 in a row, but came out on the good side.
Do you like that?
That's almost like chess match and back and forth, so it's always a good time.
Did you like the unis?
We need to keep these. Put a petition out that we can keep these and wear these like every Sunday or something.
Did you wear them well? Did you feel good in it?
Oh, yeah, and then especially when Duda got up and he had alongside the watchtowers his walkout, I just felt right there.
Up next, the series concludes on Sunday with Corey Kluber on the Hill.